Hi, and welcome to the Energy Healing and Wellness Podcast. My name is Stel Coombe Heath, and I'm passionate about helping people heal and transform their lives through energy healing and yoga. As a healer, author, and yoga teacher, I've been able to share my knowledge and personal experience with countless individuals looking to improve their lives and well-being. My classes focus on helping students become more mindful and in tune with their bodies and their energy systems by teaching them how to use energy healing techniques and yoga postures. My goal is to help people understand the power of energy healing and how it can be used to bring about positive transformations in all levels. I also write books and articles about energy healing, as well as lead workshops, retreats, and online courses. Through my work, I hope to help as many people as possible live balanced and healthy lives. I offer online programs and in-person workshops on energy healing and yoga, as well as private one-on-one sessions for those who are ready to take their practice to the next level. I'm dedicated to help my clients and you find peace, joy, and freedom in their lives through the power of energy healing and yoga. Let's get into the show. Hello, my loves, and welcome back to the Energy Healing and Wellness Podcast. My name is Stel, and I'm here to guide you on a journey towards a more fulfilling and intentional life. Today, I wanted to start the year with the topic of manifesting and a way for you to elevate your life so that you can manifest the best year yet. And this year has already started off really, really incredible. I have actually just filmed a YouTube video, which I will share with you in a moment, and I'll pop it in to the notes for you to go and have a look at. However, I wanted to start with just saying Happy New Year, my love. I hope that this year is incredible for you, that the energies will support you along the way and maybe allow you to create and manifest whatever comes your way. I'm super excited to be here and to experience this year, and I'm sure you are. Usually we, at the beginning of a year, we're quite enthusiastic and we are ready to take on whatever comes. And I wanted to share with you, just on a personal note, my word of the year. Usually every year I used to set a whole bunch of intentions, and then, you know, you set and forget. And this episode is also here to help you manifest so that we don't set and forget. However, last year I actually tried out something new, and that was actually to find a word that actually embodies what you want to create for yourself in the year and how you want to feel. So last year I kind of went back and forth, and eventually I tapped into the word bliss, and it was such a great choice for last year. And this year I did the same. I kind of looked at a few words that would really resonate with me and where I want to go. And my word for this year is flourish. And the reason for that is because I just know that flourishing feels expansive. The energy around it is so nourished. There's just so much, you know, expansion and excitement when you hear the word flourish. And that's how I want to feel this year. I want to feel expansive, and I want to, you know, keep tapping into the energies that I created last year in that energy of bliss and really let it expand and flourish this year. So that is my word for the year. And yeah, I'd love to know what yours is. I am going to pop that as a question in the podcast so you can tell me. So just before we get into the episode, I wanted to quickly just give you a few kind of heads ups about what's coming. So yesterday we had the Rise Up New Moon Woman's Intention Setting Circle. It was incredible. The energy was just fantastic. We really tapped into some grounding practices and then releasing and really tapping into the vision of where we want to go and who we need to be to get there. So if you are a woman who is ready for change and maybe you've been feeling stuck, or maybe you know there's just more into life for you and you want to expand and you want to take yourself into maybe a different direction this year, or maybe just, you know, keep growing in the direction you're going, and maybe you know there's more to life but you just don't know where to start, this is such a beautiful workshop. It's only 1 hour and it's going to support you in just, you know, getting your energy in the exact space where you need it to be. So some of the ladies who were able to make it to the live, they felt that they wanted to, you know, come to the event because they wanted to feel more light and grounded and just, you know, connected to themselves. And at the end of the session, they all said that they felt a lot more in flow. They felt like they had this new direction. They know what they need to do and who they need to be in order to create what they want to create. So I'm telling you this, and you might be like, well, it's already happened, Stel. Like, why are you sharing this with me? And the reason is because I have had so many of you reach out and ask for the replay. So I've created the replay for this. It's only available for a limited amount of time. So I'm going to pop that link into the episode description as well. Go and find it and make sure that you connect in with that practice. It is really, really incredible. Okay, so in the end of last year, we really talked about the healthy habits that we want to take into 2024. So I've created a blog post to support that episode. So if you want to read a little bit more and get a little bit deeper into that, you can tap into that. And I'm still just finalizing, putting some finishing touches on the Fatigue Fixer program. So if you haven't popped your name on the waitlist, make sure that you do that. Lastly, I wanted to start this year with just a nice offering for you. So I've decided to create a 2-for-1 energy healing session. So if you book an energy healing session with me, I will gift another session to a friend of yours for free. So, and if you're new to this podcast and you're like, well, Stel, like, I don't know how logistically that's possible. My love, the energy healing works whether you are in person with me here or whether you are online with me. So don't feel like distance needs to be the reason that keeps you from getting this energy work done beginning of the year, so that you can clear out blockages, clear out what's going to hold you back. If you don't make and do that work, it's always going to be there. So that might be a good way for you and a friend to start this year. So anyway, let's get into manifesting and manifesting your best year yet. So I wanted to talk about the work we need to do before we even start with a manifesting process or even putting pen to paper on what we want to create. And that is to clear energetic blocks that might be holding you back. And I've talked about how to clear energetic blocks before. In this podcast, I am not 100% sure what episode. I can quickly look that up for you. Let me have a look if that comes up quickly. Otherwise, I will pop a link into the show notes as well. So we need to make sure that energetically we have space to manifest, and we need to clear up the old in order to create the new. So if you are coming into this year with a lot of baggage, but you want to create new things, it's important for you to go and clear that baggage before you even start. And that might mean that you need to do the work on your own, or you might see someone, a healer like myself, where we can actually help you energetically make sure that all the blocks are cleared, that you've, you know, cut all the cords that you've needed to, so that you can really make sure that your energy is flowing and not obstructed with the stuff that maybe kept you from going where you wanted to go last year, right? Otherwise, at the end of this year, you're going to be, well, nothing has changed for me. I'm exactly where I am. I'm still doing the same things, the same patterns that I've always wanted to do. Maybe I didn't manifest the money that I wanted. Maybe I didn't manifest the relationship that I wanted. Why is that? Well, the reason for that is because energetically we need to make sure that we are getting hold of that old debris so that we can create the new. All right. So I wanted to talk about some manifesting rituals that can really help your intention setting. And in the Rise Up New Moon Circle, we really went deep into a ritual where we connected to the energy of the new moon. We grounded into our heart space and unconditional love in order for us to get a clear vision of where we want to go. So I highly recommend you go and have a look at that. It's a really, really incredible hour that you will spend just getting yourself in the right space to manifest and to get clear of what you want for your life in 2024. So visualization is really important. So any ritual where you can create space for yourself is important. I think that's the most important. You can actually do it or any activity you like, but if you don't give yourself the enough time and the intention behind it, then there's no real point, is there? Right? So in that, we want to make sure that we are able to really meditate and connect into with the right energies in maybe a form of a ritual. So I've spoken about rituals before, and very often I've guided you into some beautiful practices, but you know, I think, as I mentioned, use this time to you know, be as undistracted as you possibly can and really make sure that you tap into the energy of not just what you want, but the energy of who you need to be in order to manifest your amazing best life. So when it comes to rituals, I usually like to light candles. I include a meditation in the process, and also some journaling. That's like a very, very basic ritual, and something that I, you know, obviously, if I don't have the capacity for anything else, that is what I'm going to do. It doesn't have to be fancy. Obviously, because I'm a healer, usually my energy healing would come into my rituals, where I will make sure that I clear out the energetic blocks. So I'll do a healing on myself and then sit in ritual to really make sure that I am connecting in with the right energy and I'm in the space of energy. So visualization is really important here. And when it comes to manifesting, we need to make sure that we tap into the emotions. And in my YouTube video, I just actually mentioned the idea of making sure that you are fully in alignment. And when it comes to alignment, you can write down whatever you want. You can say affirmations till you're blue in the face. But if your thoughts and your beliefs and your energy is not in alignment with what you say or write, there is no point. We have to make sure that our alignment is in thoughts, actions, emotions, words, and energy. So, and this is where a lot of time shadow work comes in, because we have to face our shadows and be aware of our shadows, know how to work with our shadows, so that when they pop up during the day or when we are thinking about what we want to bring into our life and those shadows pop up, you need to know how to work with them in order to support yourself and bring yourself into an alignment of where you want to be, because those shadows are there. And they are not going anywhere. And if we don't do the shadow work along with the manifesting work, then there's always going to be an energetic clash, right? And I was just talking about that. It's like the universe is like, well, you've written this down and you're saying this in your affirmation, but your belief is over here in a completely different space, and your emotions are supporting your belief and your thoughts are supporting the opposite to what you want. So I am confused. And that's why manifestation takes longer than it should, because we are maybe taking one step forward when we say our affirmation and then two steps back when we have that negative thought of self-worth or not trusting ourselves that we can, or believing in ourselves that we are worthy of achieving what we want, right? So it's important for you to sit in a ritual, get clear on what you want, but also create rituals to work with the shadow. That's sometimes more important than the manifesting work. Yeah, so just something to think about. So next I wanted to just talk about, some mistakes you might be making when it comes to manifesting. And I think one of the biggest ones I wanted to talk to you about right now is that doubt and limiting belief. And my love, like, this is, I think it's one of the biggest things when it comes to creating anything new in our lives, right? And the reason for this is, our bodies and brains are built for survival. We have created neural pathways to keep us safe and to keep us in the pattern and the habits and the environments that we are currently in. Anything that takes us out of that is change. Body and brain does not like change. It means work. It means it needs to take up more energy. And our limiting beliefs and our fears will crop up when we are trying to implement something new, right? Very often that belief is, well, I know I cannot do this, or I don't deserve this. I'm not worthy of going for that new role because someone else is better than me, or I don't deserve getting paid more because, whatever the story is that you're making up. And because that, we keep playing small. We stay in the pattern that is familiar. Resistance. Now, manifesting anything requires us to move out of that comfort zone. And it requires us to be in a space that's uncomfortable, a space of embracing the unknown, right? And in that space, all our shadows, they are going to show up and they are going to be there, my love. And I feel like my next workshop should probably be a little bit more based on shadow work so that we can get deeper into this. But I would like for you to, while you're manifesting and while you're creating a list of what you want to create, at the same time, write that list of your doubts and your limiting beliefs and your shadows that's going to crop up when you step out of anything that is familiar, right? And that is going to be the real work, because that is what's going to stop us from manifesting, right? So in my YouTube video, I go into a few more manifesting mistakes. I'd love for you to go and check that out. Leave a comment for me there. I'm excited to be publishing a few more things on YouTube. So I'm going to pop the link there for you. If you're not sure where to go, please look for Stel Coombe Heath on YouTube and you will find me there. You'll also find that video there, but I will pop the YouTube video into the page here for you in the show description, so you've got everything that you need. Right. What else did I want to share with you? All right. So in order for us to manifest, we have to set the right intentions. And the intentions is what I like to call a heartfelt intention. And the intention is not necessarily to do anything or obtain anything. It's more about embodying the emotions that you need to feel and the person you need to become in order for you to achieve what you want to achieve, right? So that intention really, and I go quite into depth with that in my Rise Up a New Moon Woman Circle, which you have access to, by the way, for free. In that process, it's going to take a lot longer, that's a full hour concentrated in getting and setting intentions in that who I need to be and who I need to become in order for me to become aligned for manifesting this year. So I'm going to pop that in the notes for you, my love. And I know it sounds like I'm sending you into a few different directions of resources. However, I wanted to support you in more ways than one. And I wanted to gift you that beautiful Rise Up New Moon Circle, because it is, it's incredible. So make sure to sign up for that. And I can't wait to spend this year with you and share exactly, you know, what I'm going through, but also just share with you what I'm learning, and also, you know, what I'm teaching to others and to other women who are ready to expand and they ready to embrace themselves fully, you know, step into who they want to become and where they want to go, and creating a space where it just feels easy for them. And that's my mission this year, is to help as many women embrace themselves, gain unshakable self-courage, and just align to the energy of who they are and who they want to be and where they want to go. So I'm excited that you're on that journey, my love, because if you are listening to this podcast, I am 100% convinced that you are in the right place. And I am convinced that my podcast and my my trainings and everything that I have to offer is going to support you along the way. So that is me for the first episode of 2024. Thank you so much for tuning in, and I will see you again next week. Namaste, my loves. Thank you so much for listening to this week's episode on the Energy Healing and Wellness Podcast. I'd love for you to leave a review wherever you are listening, or share this on your social media and tag me at Wholesome Lifestyle Project. I can't wait to see you again in the next episode. Bye.